This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Email Wednesday on 98.5 KRZ. We feel your pain and are here to help.
We are trying to determine how important are the initials of your child, because the couple that wrote in, they're having a baby girl this summer. They found a name they love, Tamara Ivy. The Ivy is for their grandmother. They love the name Tamara. The problem is their last name begins with a T. Tamara Ivy, and then a T on the last name. This is their first child, so they said, we're not sure how often initials even come up, but I don't want her ridiculed growing up because of our decision. Am I overthinking this?
Diane says, no, definitely be concerned about initials. Also from our text club, I know parents who named their son so that his initials were WTF.
No.
I also know a girl whose initials are PMS.
Oh!
These kinds of things are everywhere. Just name your kid what you want.
Ooh, okay. Thanks for holding.
I just wanted to point out that when you have your items monogrammed, your middle initial normally comes in the center.
Yeah, but people would figure that out.
I think with the simplicity of having two T's and an I, think everybody's eyeballs will quickly decipher.
Maybe.
Well, guys will.
Well, maybe.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, Amanda, the basic question they were asking is, are they overthinking this? So?
They are not overthinking it. They need to continue thinking it.
Wow. So most people thought,
there's reason for concern.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.